The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Animals love Eric. Why? Because he's one of them. He eats tin cans like a goat, and he can inflate his throat just like a bullfrog. And if he gets scared, he hops away, doink, doink, just like a cricket. It's pretty crazy. And now here he is, everybody's favorite manimal, Eric Metaxas.
That was not the kind of intro I was looking for, Todd. But thank you, and we'll get back to you if we're interested in working with you further. Folks, if you know this show, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything. And it dawned on me that under the rubric of everything, a lot of stuff will fall. For example, music falls under the rubric of everything. So I thought maybe we could get some musicians in here. But a lot of them, you know, they stay out late. They do heroin. I'm not interested in bringing those people on my show. But we were able to find a guy. His name is Stephen Curtis Chapman. You may have heard of him. And he's right here, Stephen Curtis
What's
Chapman.
Up?
Welcome to the program.
Eric Metaxas.
Looking for a wholesome musician. Not one of these jazz musicians that,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just strung out on
every, yeah.
I don't want that on my
Coffee
show.
Coffee is, you know,
and
about
you,
as crazy
my friend,
as I get.
You.
Okay, maybe a little crazier.
Coffee can be crazy.
Yeah.
I've known you for a while, but you're one of these people. Like, I have to actually think back when we met. I think we met at the Mohawk Mountain House, like in, you know, at a New Canaan Society event or something. I think.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Am I making that up?
No,
it might
that's
be.
That's crazy. The first time I remember really meeting you, like, in earnest and having a conversation
yeah.
was at the White House.
At the White House.
At that
we're such
dinner.
Big shots now.
We are, yeah.
And we get to
yeah,
say,
we
like,
were at the White House,
Where was
I
it?
Believe.
Was it at Johnny Carson's pool party? Or was it at the White... You know what? It was at
the White House. Okay, that did
it was
sound
the White
little,
House. Sammy Davis,
like we're dropping
Sammy
some
Davis
names.
Was performing,
yeah.
and we were in
right.
the back.
Yeah.
I remember that now. Yeah,
yes.
yeah. This was during the Johnson administration. No, seriously, it was at the White House.
It was, yeah.
It was kind of wacky because, you know, people who know me know that I don't get to the White House like every week. And I figure more than a monthly basis is too much influence.
Mm-hmm.
I figure, you know... So, but we were there, and I was so honored and staggered to be at a kind of an intimate dinner in the White House.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the tables, and I realized that I'm sitting next to Stephen Curtis Chapman, and I turned around, and it was you.
And there we were. And I
you
was
claimed
sitting
to be
next,
Stephen Curtis
I did.
Chapman.
I did, and I was sitting next to Eric Metaxas, and I was very excited, very excited.
We didn't pay any attention
yeah.
to the president or the
know,
first lady. I don't know what they said.
But we had a great time.
But we did have
there,
a great time.
And even afterwards, we hung out a little further and got to know one another a bit, and very
it was,
cool.
It
very,
was, were you there when cool. he took us up to the Lincoln bedroom?
Yes, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
You know, the,
it was crazy.
That mattress, this is no joke,
yeah.
this is history, folks.
Yeah.
That is the same mattress that Barbara Streisand was jumping up and down on during the Clinton administration. Yeah.
yeah.
I just want people to know that. And Linda Bloodworth Thomason and all of those Hollywood libs. It's
crazy.
The same mattress. That is history, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was in the
something
White House.
Something about Lincoln too, but really, it's Barbra Streisand was the.
You've already had a long career, so a lot of people know you. I know that your White House days go back to the Bush administration. That you performed at the White House during the Bush administration. I was still in my mommy's tummy.
Yes, you were. Yeah,
in those
you were
days.
A mere child.
But you, why were you at the White House? You know, in certain circles, you are very well known, but maybe there are people tuning in right now that don't know you. But you really did perform at the White House under W.
Yeah. Yeah.
That not was under his father. His father was an atheist.
Right.
But tell us about that.
It was with they did a salute to gospel music.
Yeah.
And so it was, C.C. Winans,
Mahalia Jackson,
myself. I'm trying to remember who all was a part of that. Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, I believe, were all with me.
Elvis Aaron Presley
Elvis
was dead by then,
was
right?
Was not with us, sadly. Yes,
yeah, and Mahalia Jackson
not
was
with
not
us,
there.
No.
What a pity.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't that special, is what you're telling me.
It wasn't, no. But I did get the President and First Lady, Laura Bush, to sing along on Live Out Loud, which is a song that I have the audience sing la la la. Live Out Loud, that is one of my claims to fame. I saw their mouths moving.
Wait a minute though, you is your
la,
song
live out loud.
So we're not saying like I got President Obama to sing along, you know, since we're like throwing around White House stuff on here. I got President Obama and Joe Biden and company to sing along to Amazing Grace, but in case you're wondering,
I did not write that?
Amazing Grace. No, that was written,
I thought you did.
As you know, by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. back in the 60s, Dionne Warwick recorded it for them, and it was a big hit. But you're telling me that a song that
you're
you wrote.
Yes.
That's amazing.
We got to
go back to the beginning. How did you become a singer, a songwriter, and now, you know, a gospel legend that gets to perform at the White House and stuff. How did it all start, my friend? Yeah. Where do you start?
It all began in a small town in western Kentucky, Paducah, Kentucky.
You're not just making this up to sound colorful.
This is real. This is real. This is history, as you like to say.
Paducah.
Happening halfway
Paducah.
Between Possum Trot and Monkey's Eyebrow
right,
is where I come from.
You got to stop.
That is true. No,
you got to stop joking around.
On
this
either
is a
side.
Serious
yeah,
show.
I know.
Okay?
As you can tell.
Think of me. I'm Charlie Rose before the fall, okay? This is serious. We don't joke around. Say that again because I want to make sure I get this. Paducah.
It's true. Halfway between Possum Trot and Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. Two real towns. They
actually exist.
Possum Trot and Monkey's Eyebrow. Those are on either side. So if you find those on the map, you've done something. And then you go to the middle of those two towns, you will find where I come from. So that tells you something about.
Now, you're such a sweet guy. You're not putting me on.
I promise.
You're not playing with our heads.
I can show you on the map. You won't find a lot in Possum Trot. Monkey's Eyebrow.
Have you ever seen a Possum Trot?
Yes.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty.
It's not something you want to. Yeah, you can't unsee it once you've seen it, but it's stuck there.
Okay, so you
thus
grew up,
the town, because once it
Paducah.
Happens, you can't.
I mean,
you got to name a town.
Compared
after
to
it.
Those two things, Paducah sounds like Manhattan,
normal.
New York City, right?
Yeah, it's the big booming metropolis.
Now, did you grow up in a Christian environment?
I grew up in a home with a lot of music. My dad still plays music and teaches guitar lessons, has a little music store in Paducah called Chapman Music. My dad will be 80 years old in June. He still teaches guitar lessons every day. You can find him at Chapman Music. Stop by and say hi to Herb Chapman, my papa, if you're in Paducah. He played music growing up. My earliest memories are bluegrass folk music. Of course, growing up in Kentucky, that's the kind of music that my dad played. And
that's your earliest memory.
Yeah, it really is. Music. 6 years old, I get my first guitar. My dad sets me down, teaches me Folsom Prison Blues, Johnny Cash songs. First song I learned on the guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm singing about shooting a man in Reno, just a you know, watch him die and all that. And at 6 years old.
That's what took you to the dark side.
That's right.
I know there was a dark season in your life.
There it is.
Between the ages of 6 and 7.
That was it.
Where you did some bad things we don't want to talk about on this program.
Yeah, yeah. If we
you killed some people, man. That's
just
not.
Brush against that.
That's what grace is all about.
That's right.
Okay, so you went through a dark period at age 6.
Yes,
And
me and Johnny Cash. And but thankfully, around 7, we started to sing Bill Gaither songs and learned. Yeah, he touched me. So we grew up. I grew up. My dad played music on the weekends. Mom took me and my brother to church, and dad was sleeping in on Sunday morning because he was out playing music late Saturday night. Had a dream of playing on the Grand Ole Opry. Had some opportunities. Actually, he was quite good and had some people interested. But in the process of him pursuing that, around the time when I was 7, we had a revival come through our little Paducah.
Now, no joke,
our home
church. I have heard about this.
Yeah, and this is where my dad, as a result of kind of this week-long services at our church, Olivet Baptist Church, at the end of that week, I was 7 years old. I don't know a lot of what was happening. I just saw a transformation start to happen in my home. And my dad, who had...
Now, hold on. This is a cliffhanger. In show business, we call this a cliffhanger.
Oh, we're going to...
We're going to hear some music by Stephen Curtis Chapman, and then we're going to hear the rest of the story. So la, la.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the 2-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
That great music, but the good news is I get to talk with the man who wrote it and is singing it, Stephen Curtis Chapman. I mean, listen, we're talking about some important stuff, but before we get to that, I just want to remind my audience, you have won 5 Grammy Awards, and those are uncontested.
That's
like
right.
Kanye did not come
That's
up
right.
and say, I should have won it or anything like
exactly.
that. Like, you just won it clean.
Hands down.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Kentucky Derby recently, the guy who won it, the horse was disqualified.
Yep.
None of that happened. This was all clean. Everybody agreed you won.
Yes.
5 Grammys, 58 GMA Dove Awards, 58. Isn't that just... Don't you feel a little bit like you're hogging that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's way too much. Once you hit 50, this is my rule.
Yeah.
Once you hit 50, let some other people have some.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got 1 American Music Award. It goes on and on. Platinum seller, Heaven in the Real World. So you're kind of a big deal, my friend. But we're talking about something that happened, which is actually more important than even winning Grammys. We're talking about what happened when you were a kid in Paducah, Kentucky. So take us back, because I read about this revival.
Yeah. So, as a result of this, I'm 7 years old. My mom, dad, and older brother, have one sibling and older brother. We're in church together going to this revival. And by the end of this week, I remember seeing my parents go to the front of the church and pray, and there were tears and all of that. But I didn't really understand what was going on. But I understood clearly what I started to see happen in my home, the transformation. My dad had grown up without a father, married my mom. My mom was 16 when they got married, had my brother very shortly after they got married. So it was they started out with not a very good chance of making it very far. And my dad's father not being in his life, alcohol destroyed him. My dad was 9 when his father passed away, and he never knew him, never had a relationship with him. So there was a lot of fighting, a lot of conflict in my home, as I remember as a little boy. But what I saw change after this revival and a transformation is when the conflict would happen, my dad would stop and say, "We need to pray. We need to get on. We'd get on our knees together," and my dad would just talk to God and say, "I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to be a dad. I don't know how to be a husband. Please show me, God." And that was really what I began to experience as a little boy. And I began to see just the power of prayer and the power of, you know, of just calling out to God, saying, "Help me," and a relationship. It was a relationship that I began to see modeled for me with my parents. And so as several months went by, and then I remember it very clearly, sitting in church, Olivet Baptist Church, listening to Brother David, our preacher, quote from Revelation. And he said, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone will open the door, I will come in." As soon as he said that, I remember very clearly feeling my heart began to beat. I could, like, hear Jesus knocking at the door of my heart. It was very clear. And course, the problem there was he was a King James guy, and he said he got to the end of that, and it says, I will come in and sup with him. And he lost me there because I had no idea what sup meant.
Well, you
got to
understand, King James, if that was good enough for the Apostle Paul, it should be good enough for you and your hippie friends.
Yes. Yeah.
All right?
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. So thankfully, Brother David, our pastor, explained sup to me because I was a little lost on that one.
Yeah.
So that's when my faith journey began as an eight-year-old
little
boy.
I love hearing these stories because you can't make it up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're eight.
Right.
It's not like you're laboring under a load of sin and you're going to bring the crack pipe to the altar.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
you're eight.
Yeah.
And yet you still knew that you needed Jesus. I mean, that's, you know, we all hope that's everybody's story. A lot of us, you know, we have to go through a lot of junk before we get to that, but that's so beautiful. And so at this point, you and your whole family are transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point do you know that you want to pursue music?
Well, I started playing music. I started singing with my family. We started singing together in church, the Chapman family singers, my dad and my mom and my brother and me. And just awesome. We started learning, as I said, Bill Gaither songs, you know, and
We're going to have him on this program. He was just in New York.
Oh, yeah.
I had the privilege of speaking to him on the phone.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to get in here, but I cannot wait to get the Gaithers in here.
Amazing man.
Yeah.
We just did a program. In fact, I have an album and an interview, a DVD that I just did with him because Bill Gaither was very instrumental in sort of, I guess you would say, discovering me. So fast forward,
right?
I end up singing with my brother, growing up singing with my older brother. Growing up, he was the singer. I was the guitar player, accompanist, basically his backup guy, because he had the voice.
Yeah.
He had my dad's. He got the golden pipes from my dad. And so I got the guitar. And so fast forward, I go, my brother and I get hired to work in Nashville. We used to have an amusement park there called Opryland USA.
Uh-huh.
And it was built around the Grand Ole Opry. I'm 19 years old, get hired to spend the summer working in a country music show, singing the hits of, you know, country music history and all of that with
that
my brother.
That kind of sounds like fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was really cool. It's called Country Music USA. And I would step up to the mic and sing George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. That was my song. And then I'd sing Ricky Skaggs. I'd sing, you know, all the greats, all the old, you know, did Porter Wagner.
Did you have to get dressed up as
Porter
Wagner?
I did. I have a great picture. We'll have to show it here somewhere. I'll get it for you. Of me in the Porter Wagner suit, an actual real Porter Wagner suit that he donated to the show. I actually wore.
You wore
a true.
But is he your size? I get the impression just from like he's super skinny and like 6 foot six or something.
Yeah.
But no?
No, he's taller. They had to do a little altering for me. But
okay.
Yeah. So that was my summer job after I graduated from high school. I'm playing music there, singing with my brother. I'm writing songs. I start writing songs in high school. And they're songs about my faith. Most of my songs from the beginning were what you'd call Christian music, gospel music. And so I'm singing. I get to sing on the Grand Ole Opry when I'm 19 years old. My dad, who had that was his dream. He comes and watches me. He's so proud. I forget the words on the Grand Ole Opry to my song in front of everybody. It's George Jones' song. He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Well, that's fine.
See, so that was okay. That's why, and I knew I was supposed to sing songs I wrote because I couldn't remember the songs of other people. So I get finished. During that summer, I meet someone who says, hey, I hear you write gospel music. I play him some songs. He said, those are really good. Can I get a recording of those? I want to play those for a friend of mine. Little did I know his friend was Bill Gaither. So I go to college up in northern Kentucky, Georgetown College, a little school near Lexington. I'm there with my brother. I get a phone call. I'm a pre-med major at this point, failing miserably in pre-med.
Wanted to be a doctor.
No, I didn't want to be a doctor. My dad told me that you can't feed a family playing a guitar. You need to go get a real job. So I thought, okay, this sounds like a real job.
Right.
I'll go be a doctor.
Right.
That should be easy.
That makes perfect sense.
You know, makes perfect sense. I'm from Paducah. You got to understand.
Yeah.
Halfway between Possum Trot and Monkey's Eye.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So I end up, this fella connects me. I get a phone call from Bill Gaither, who has heard some of my music, and says, hey, I think you got a gift. That's not exactly how he said it, but he said, I think you've got a gift, and I'd like to work. I'd like to maybe publish some of your music and meet with you.
Right.
So that led to me going to Anderson, Indiana, Anderson College, where Bill and Gloria Gaither had started a little music program at a school there, outside of Alexandria, Indiana, where Bill Gaither lives and has all of his studio, and his empire is kind of there in Alexandria.
There's an empire in Alexandria,
Gaither
Indiana.
Empire. It is, yes. It is quite something
okay.
to behold.
All right.
I was just there, and you will get to hear all about it when you talk with him.
Yeah.
So Bill Gaither kind of took me under his wing, amazingly. Those were the first songs.
Not literally.
No, his arm, okay. wing. Yeah, yeah. He's not
gotta
a chicken.
Got to be clear yeah. with the words. I'm a wordsmith.
Right. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where this began. I began to get the opportunity to write songs recorded by other artists in the beginning. I was a songwriter, had some songs recorded by the likes of Sandy Patty, The Imperials, Glen Campbell.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Glen Campbell.
I know. Isn't that he was like my hero.
Glen
my
Campbell,
hero as a
I
kid.
I can't tell you how yeah. much I love.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
Pound it, brother.
Pound it. Listen,
brother lover,
but so,
Glen
but
Campbell
so cool.
Lovers.
And you did happen to slip in The Imperials
yeah.
and
yes.
Sandy Patty.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's heady stuff. Did it go to your yeah. head and turn you into a monster?
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm sure it
you
did.
You can tell. Yeah.
I can tell. You're still dealing with that. I can feel
yeah.
the ego
I know. Yeah.
knocking me
yeah.
out of
coming
my chair.
Off of you.
It's unbelievable. Well, I want to hear some more of your
yes.
music because
right.
that's really what it's all about. Folks, we will be right back. We're going to listen to a little music from Stephen Curtis Chapman, and we'll be back with the rest of the story.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the U.S. immigration system is past time for reform. Speaking from the Rose Garden in the last hour, the president outlines the administration's latest immigration proposal, calling for a dramatic shift in the green card system. Instead of favoring relatives of people already in the U.S., the proposed changes would prioritize those with high-level skills, degrees, and job offers. Missouri's Republican-led Senate has passed a wide-ranging bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. It will now head to the GOP-led House for a vote on Friday. Missouri Governor Mike Parson supports the bill. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is confirming efforts in Norway to mediate between the opposition and the government of President Nicolas Maduro. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has joined the Democratic presidential race. This is SRN News.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Lay your head down tonight, take a rest from the fight, and don't try to figure it out. Just listen to what I'm whispering to your heart. 'Cause I know this is not anything like you thought the story of your life was gonna be. And it feels like the end has started closing in on you, but it's just not true.
Hey there, folks.
There's so much of the story.
I am sitting here with the man who wrote and sang and sings that song, Stephen Curtis Chapman. We are talking about so much. I just want to mention, you've been, you know, you've been to the White House many times. You've performed at the White House. You don't just come there to eat dinner with me.
But I would.
But I know you would, too. We should ask them if they let us go there and eat dinner. Just together. Leave us alone and let us eat dinner. But you've been on Donnie and Marie. You've been on Regis and Kathy Lee. And you've been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. You've been on Larry King Live, Good Morning America, CNN, yada, 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 yada. But to be on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, that has to feel, you know, there's just something. If you were on The Tonight Show today, it wouldn't count. It's not the same Tonight Show. And even being on with Jay Leno can't compare to being on with
Johnny Carson. Right.
But still, that's like an amazing thing to say, I'm on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
It was a pretty epic
moment. Like 10, 12 years ago?
Because I grew up, with, you know, watching Johnny Carson. That was the, when there was a cool musical guest on, my dad, you know, would let me stay up late and we'd watch Johnny Carson together.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty special to get to do The Tonight Show. That was when the Passion of the Christ film, Mel Gibson's film, came out.
Yeah.
I had a song in the soundtrack. Myself and Third Day and Bart Millard of Mercy Me, the three of us had collaborated on a song together, Mac Powell and Bart and myself.
Did I collaborate with you guys?
I think you did, yeah. I don't think your name got on there, and I apologize for that.
Well, that's show business, man. They kick you to the curb. If you don't have the juice, they kick you to the curb. But I'm
sure
you
inspired it somehow.
I wrote that song.
You did, yeah.
All right. So, but you've done all this stuff, but we're still talking about this moment.
Yeah.
When the Gaithers, you know, kind of discover you, and you get to write music. I mean, this is interesting, too, because a lot of people, they perform music. You know, even I can sing. But to write music that is so good that people are putting it in front of people like Glenn Campbell, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
an
amazing thing.
Yeah,
and so how do you transition from that to doing your own stuff and having that kind of career that you have now?
Well, I was writing a lot of songs. I did not have the voice. This was at the time in especially in Christian music, when the voices were Sandy Patty, Larnell Harris, Steve Green. These were the big power voices. Russ Taff was the rock, you know, the rock voice. And so you had these great voices. And I kind of had this singer-songwriter thing going, writing songs for other artists and not really knowing that I would even, if I would get an opportunity to record my own music. But I had this kind of plethora, if I may use that word on the show.
You may.
Good, thank you. Of songs that, you know, that fell outside of what other people were recording. So I got an opportunity to make a record. And 1987, my first album came
1987,
out.
1987, I've heard of that year.
I was 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was a little older than that, and you weren't born yet. But
1987 was your first record. All right. You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting time. It really was, you know, it was new, sort of the idea of a guy who kind of was more in that singer-songwriter kind of vein. There weren't as many doing that in Christian music. And for whatever reason, thankfully, thank the Lord, there was, you know, people responded really well to that.
Who else was doing it at that time? I guess Amy Grant, maybe.
Amy,
right?
And Michael W. was, you know, a few years into his career.
Yeah.
Michael Card, you know, great singer-songwriter, of course. And so there were those, a guy named Wayne Watson, good friend, you know, I was doing that. So there were those, but it, so that was my first recording. And, thankfully, you know, people just responded in kind of a slow build and got an opportunity to make a second record and a third album. And now about 20 albums later, which is crazy, and just amazing opportunities that I never could have imagined.
And in the middle of this burgeoning career, you got married and raised a family. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, I met my wife, Mary Beth, in Anderson, Indiana, right around the time that Bill Gaither and all of that was happening.
Right.
So before my career got started, I met Mary Beth, which I'm very grateful for. So this has all been our journey, our shared journey together. We met at our mailbox in Anderson, Indiana, because her last name was Chapman. Her maiden name was Chapman. That's how we met, because we were assigned to share a mailbox, which
so
seems very strange.
And you had
for
the
people.
Same
yes, we did.
Last name.
And I know what you're thinking.
You need before,
I'm from
let me
Kentucky.
Just tell you something straight up. Before you guys get married, you need to talk to some medical professionals.
Yes, yeah.
You should think about that. Did you get married?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
we did.
You did?
Yeah, yes.
Oh,
and,
man.
I know.
Okay, did it turn out okay?
Everything's been okay. Yeah, our children are pretty normal-ish.
Wow.
Yeah, so, no, it was...
No third
it was
arms?
Crazy. Yeah,
no.
Or, yeah, we were a little concerned.
Okay, so
no,
it was just
all
the
was
name.
Good.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, right. It was all good.
And how many kids have y'all had?
We have 6 children. We have 3... Natural, 3 supernatural, my wife likes to say.
Oh.
We have a 33-year-old daughter, Emily, married with 3 little girls. We have a 29-year-old son, Caleb, married with 2 children, a boy and a girl.
You don't look like a grandfather.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, but awesome. We have a son, Will Franklin. He's been married 7 years. He has a little girl, he and his wife. And then... about 19 years ago, a miracle came into our family.
This
a man who knows about miracles. You've written about it.
This
You've
is a very big story. So I want to hit pause. When we come back, I want to hear. This is a big story.
Yeah.
Folks,
yeah.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Stephen Curtis Chapman. I think
so
you should stick
we
around.
We stand with our hearts washed clean, and we lift up our hands.
Hey, Albin.
Yes?
My name is Eric Metaxas.
I know.
I'm the host of the Eric Metaxas Show, and
Congrats.
I wanted to tell my audience about ReliefFactor.com. Relief Factor works for me. I take it every day. That's why I can hawk it on this program, because I actually believe in it. I tell all my relatives to take it because it works. The Quick Start Pack is $19.95. It's insane not to try it. ReliefFactor.com. But, you know, they don't listen to me.
What?
So I thought maybe they'll listen to Doug from Colorado. Let's see.
I had gotten to the point where I could no longer walk, let alone hike, more than a half a mile without sitting down to rest. I had switched to bicycle riding from hiking because I could still get exercise without pain. I heard on the radio about Relief Factor helping some people. On October 3rd, I started 2 packets a day of Relief Factor. From that day to this, I have been able to hike normally.
Hey, pain is no joke. This guy, it changed his life. Many people say this has changed his life. ReliefFactor.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
In today's mobile world, a landline may be an unnecessary expense, but your home telephone number is important to you. You've had that same number for years. It's in the church directory, the doctor's office has it, old friends can find you in directory assistance. Now there's a solution. With OurOldNumber.com, you can get rid of your expensive landline, keep your home telephone number, and your friends and family can reach you wherever you are. Whether you're just out running errands or down south for the winter, you'll never miss an important call. Calls to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which person they wish to speak with, and the call is immediately forwarded to that person's cell phone. It's the perfect solution. There's no equipment to buy or long-term contracts. OurOldNumber.com even eliminates those annoying sales calls. It's so easy to sign up. Just go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started. You'll be glad you did. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Starting out this morning in the usual way, chasing thoughts inside my head of all I had to do today. Another time around the circle, trying to make it better than the last. I opened up the Bible and I read about me. Said I've been a prisoner and God's grace has set me free.
Hey folks, I'm talking to Stephen Curtis Chapman, and it just so happens this is also his music. How do you do it?
How's that happen?
So we're talking about something that happened about 19 years ago. A miracle came into your life. Tell us about that.
So my oldest daughter, Emily, took a trip. She's 11 years old, went to Haiti, and spent time with orphans, with kids without family. Yeah. Broke her heart. She came home, told my wife and me, with three kids at the time, that we had nicknamed Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and said, we ain't having no mo. We were done. That was it. Three.
That's funny.
See, is that good? Is that good?
Eeny, meeny, yeah. Miney, and we ain't having no mo.
Yeah. So
you came up with that?
I borrowed that.
From whom?
You're going to really ask me that. Pearl.
Minnie Pearl?
That is a Minnie Pearl joke from the Grand Ole Opry.
I feel like you should get a check for $50 for bringing up Minnie Pearl on this program.
Yeah. Isn't
like
that amazing?
Just the whole thing. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, it is true.
Eeny, meeny, miny, and we ain't having no mo. All right. Okay.
Yeah, so you can remember that one.
Yes, I will.
And tell them Stephen Curtis Chapman gave you that.
I will.
No, well, we got to give our props to the fabulous Minnie Pearl. Yes. So we were done, but Emily came home from this trip, said, there are children in the world without families. We need to pray about adopting. And so we did pray that our daughter would come to her senses and stop this crazy idea. And long, amazing story short, 2 years later, we were in China adopting our first daughter. Would be our first of three daughters that we would adopt from China.
So you had three mo.
Yeah, three mo. Eeny, meeny, miny, and much, much mo, as it turned out. God had planned for us. And we have Shohanna, 19 years old now. So it was 19 years ago. We adopted her. She is a brilliant student right now in university in the University of Alabama, just crushing it there and doing great. Stevie Joy is 16 years old, her little sister. So we adopted Stevie Joy about 2 years after we adopted Shohanna. And then I was on a trip in China. We were definitely done now with five children. No way. Done. That's it. And I'm on a trip in China with Luis Palau, dear friend, getting to do some incredible, just God opened some amazing doors through our adoption story for us to sit with government officials in China and talk about adoption issues, to ask them to allow more children to come home, telling our story, just trying to bless them. And I meet a little girl there named Maria who needs a family. And I'm under strict orders from my wife to not even think about you know, looking at or holding any more little girls that need a family. Right. But she breaks my heart. I come home. I tell my wife. We begin process to adopt Maria. Maria comes home. We have 5 amazing years with Maria. And 11 years ago, this month, May of 2008, Maria passed away. Tragic accident at our home that took her to be with Jesus. And the story is not over yet, thankfully. That's the hope that we have. We grieve with hope. We carry that grief with us and that tragedy. That's what has, of course, brought about a lot of the work that we do with orphans through an organization my wife and I founded called Show Hope that helps families in the process of adoption. We've helped 6,300 families adopt children from 63 different countries, helped them financially because many families just can't afford it. It's very expensive. We also do a lot of work specifically in China. We have a care center there called Maria's Big House of Hope, named after our little girl. We've been able to care for thousands of children that are medically fragile.
Thousands.
Yeah. Yeah. We know of 700 that we know of that have been adopted into Christian families that many who weren't going to survive apart from this. So some amazing stuff. Yeah.
Steven, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, is there a website for that?
Yes. Showhope.org is the website.
Show Hope.
Show Hope.
org.
Yeah, we'd love people to come check us out and pray for Show Hope. It's just this amazing thing God's let us.
I mean,
let us
when people, you know, one of the reasons I do this show is just there's so much news that you never hear.
Yeah,
so much amazing stuff that you never hear. Stories of hope, right?
Yeah.
What you just said to me, I mean, the idea that you have this unspeakable tragedy in your life, and that God leads you to do something so redemptive that thousands of lives are being affected, you know, wow. That 'cause there are a lot of people with hard stories out there, and they need to know God is with you in the midst of the personal hell. He says, no, I want to lift you out of that. I want to. And just to hear that in these years you have founded this thing, I mean, that's a lot. You've affected a lot of lives.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's been amazing. Really has
showhope.org.
Yeah, showhope.org. Yeah.
And you're still performing.
Yes.
You're still eating at the White House.
Yeah.
Oh,
when Eric Metaxas is there only. I only come when Eric Metaxas is
there. I'm there all the time now.
Yeah.
I'm in there all the time. Yeah. I carry in an ambassador's pouch. Nobody needs to know what's in it. And, you know, we have some transactions. I can't talk about it on the air
probably
because
shouldn't.
I've got a lot of legal
pressure
on
me
right now.
So,
in fact, you probably don't realize it, but I'm in custody in a local jail right now.
Right.
And people just don't know that because they see me doing the show. But a lot of the feds have really come down on me for this stuff. And I just want to be clear that I'm in jail.
Okay.
So you're still performing. You're coming off of a – you just finished a tour.
Yep.
You were in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Christian gospel performers come to New York City.
Yes.
I actually wish I had known ahead of time because when I heard that, I was, like, so thrilled. And where did you perform?
Yeah. Town Hall. Yeah, it's a theater. Beautiful theater.
That's
it was awesome.
Gigantic.
It was awesome. It was so, so fun. Yeah. It was really cool. And – yeah, it really has been amazing. I mean, I played a few years ago here. I mean, this is a kid from Purdue. This is a kid from halfway between Possum Trot and Monkey's Eyebrow. So you want to talk about?
I still don't believe that, but go ahead.
Beyond, more than you can ask or imagine, as God has planned. We make our plans. God directs our steps. And I never would have imagined Town Hall in New York City. I played Carnegie Hall about 3 or 4 years ago.
You've gotten to do everything.
It's crazy.
Did you ever get to sing a duet with Cher?
I did not.
Oh,
that has not happened
the Lord.
Yet. That has not happened
thank
yet.
God.
But hey, it
glory.
Might, I do have a
glory.
I did a duet with Ricky Skaggs, which is very similar.
We're going to a break. Ricky Skaggs is often mistaken for Cher.
Yes,
people
that's
don't
why
realize.
I say that. I know.
That's right. She's had plastic surgery.
Similar
she
voices.
Looks a lot like Ricky. We'll be right back.
Cinderella, while she's here in my arms, because I know something the prince never knew.
So, along with everything else you have to do day to day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? Well, first, lighten the load. Get in touch with Salem Surround. We take the mysteries of digital marketing off your shoulders and deliver customers so you can run your business. To compete in today's business world, you must utilize every digital marketing tool possible. But who has the time to research, learn, and access all the options? Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. It's easy and there's no heavy lifting. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says that the U.S. immigration system is past time for reform.
America's last major overhaul of our legal admissions policy was 54 years ago. Think of that. So a major update, and that's what this is, merit system and a heart system, is long overdue.
Speaking from the Rose Garden at the White House in the last hour, the president outlines the administration's latest immigration proposal that calls for a dramatic shift in the green card system. Instead of favoring relatives of people already in the U.S., the proposed changes would prioritize those with high-level skills, degrees, and job offers. On Wall Street, ahead of the closing bell, the Dow is ahead 177 points, the NASDAQ up 64. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
It's time for letting go. All of our follies. 'Cause we don't have a time machine.
Stephen Curtis Chapman on the Eric Metaxas Show. Have you ever been on Don Kirshner's rock concert?
Watched it a lot.
What about the Midnight Special?
All right. Well, man, Jack, I watched it.
Have you ever been on Soul Train?
Not Soul Train. I know. I've really done nothing.
You're basically not that successful. Why are you even here? I mean, you haven't done Don Kirshner. What's wrong with you? All right. By the way, speaking of which, this fall. November, December,
yes.
You're doing a Christmas tour.
Yeah.
The reason I say this is because I want people to get it in their head that if they want to see you, they can see you perform. Where, do you know what cities you're going
to
be in?
I don't know. I'm looking to my manager to see if he can give me any direction. But we don't know
don't know
of the cities yet. We are in the process of booking that now. I've finished the tour now. I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I'll be doing a few concerts over the next few months.
Yeah.
Playing the Grand Ole Opry
a lot. I'll probably see you at the White House.
See me at the White House. Yeah. We'll do lunch there.
That's right.
I do have a Christmas tour coming up. And I've got a new bluegrass CD that just came out about a month ago, which
What's
is
the name
really
of that?
Fun. I was not kidding. I have a song with Ricky Skaggs,
Deeper Roots, Where the Bluegrass Grows.
A little tip of the hat to the old Kentucky home.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I love bluegrass
really
so much.
Oh, sweet!
I really, really
you need to check that out. My dad, my 80-year-old father, sings on that.
Really?
CD
now,
yeah,
be honest.
Which is really cool.
Do I perform on this?
You do.
I do. All right.
You do,
I just want to make sure.
I've
done a lot of background work for a lot of artists, and I get them mixed up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're there.
Seriously, yeah. Bluegrass, and you've got a Christmas tour coming up. So if people want to know where they can find you.
Yes. Go to StephenCurtisChapman.com. That's Stephen with a V. StephenCurtisChapman.com.
Stephen with a V. StephenCurtisChapman.com.
Trying to make it
And all
easy.
The information is there. There's probably there. Videos there.
There is. Yes.
Everything.
Yeah. It's all there.
And
family.
There's a link to showhope.
Showhope.org. Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. So what are you going to be doing the next month when you say you're like, you know, you're relaxing? How do you relax?
I am trying. Do you do? My wife and I, you know, say a prayer for us. I'm for my first time in 5 years, I guess now, about 33 since my first album came out. We are attempting we're calling it a sabbatical. I don't really know how to sabbat properly, so I'm hoping I don't mess that up. I'm trying to get some sabbatical coaching training. But we're just basically... We need a little break. We need a little breather.
Yeah.
It's been a busy couple of years.
Well, you start the Shabbat by lighting some candles.
Okay, good.
And then you blow the shofar.
Okay.
I mean, really blow it.
I got one of those.
Blow
so good.
The shofar.
All right, I'll get that out.
And then the Lord takes care of the rest.
Perfect. Thank you.
That's
see?
That was
not
Green
that hard.
Song, isn't it?
That was...
Isn't that a Keith Green song?
That is.
And the Lord takes care of the rest.
I did a cover of that song. You can find that. He'll take care of the rest. Just think about old Moses. Yeah, right.
Oh,
there
my
you go.
Gosh.
You know
Boy,
it.
Did I love Keith Green. Oh, I still love Keith Green. He's not with us anymore. Well, Stephen Curtis Chapman, I mean, I just want to hear more of your music, so we'll cut this here. My friend, thank you for coming into the studio. It's nothing special, but it's what God gave us. And honestly, people need to look you up. Stephen with a V, StephenCurtisChapman.com. Mm-hmm. Check it out. My friend, God bless you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Eric.
All right.
A supernatural power, and this mighty river's flow, it can bring the dead to life, it can fill an empty soul, give a heart the only thing worth living and worth dying for. We will never know the awesome power of the grace of God till we let ourselves get swept away into this holy flood. If you'll take my hand, we'll close our eyes and count to three and take the leap of faith. Come on, let's go.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.